The show is back. Nick Wilson, Afternoon Drive. I have returned, and today we got a big show for you. If you haven't been paying attention to the big news on the city of Cleveland, we got that coming down, where the Browns are going to play. We've got game three of the ALCS, do or die time for the Cleveland Guardians. We got Mac Robinson on the board. We got Jax Gregory, sweet young thing behind the board there, or behind the glass, excuse me. Meredith Kane on the 2020s as well. And Spencer German will be joining me within this hour, likely within the next segment or so here. But today's one of those days where we had a nice little show planned for you, and about 10 minutes before the show, you throw out the rundown because the Cleveland Browns are moving, and the Cleveland Browns are moving to Brook Park. And if you guys won, I want to start here. Daryl Ryder's piece, 92.3thefan.com. Make sure to go ahead and read it, because Daryl Ryder has been doing this job and reporting on this story since 2017. And so today is a culmination of a lot of things. It's a culmination with an expiration date on Browns football on the lakefront. It's also a culmination of an 8-year piece of journalistic wonder by Daryl Ryder. And Daryl is a kind of a thankless guy on the staff. He has been on top of this story. He did a fantastic job. So please make sure to go read on 92.3thefan.com. This opus to Browns football on not so long on the lakefront there. And it's, you know, I will tell you, because I think sometimes we hop into things like these big opinions on where the Browns should play. And I'll be honest with you guys, I am quite happy to see the Browns go to Brook Park for a dome. To me, it was more important that they get a new building, that they get a building that is synonymous with Browns football, and that over time that we can move away from the mistake that was the Browns stadium that was built and that was opened in 1999. It wasn't a good stadium. It wasn't distinct. I'll be honest with you. The Cleveland Guardians are not the number one team in town. 99% of the time, they've got the nicest building in town. The Cleveland Cavaliers, not the number one team in town. 99% of the time, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse is 10 times the place that Cleveland Browns Stadium is. That's not the learner's fault. It's not the Haslam's fault. Okay, I can't say it's not entirely the learner's fault. But the reality is that that stadium had at some point became like a very living reminder of every mistake, every short-sighted mistake that stood for the Cleveland Browns since 1999. And I don't need to relitigate this, but it's bittersweet because even though we don't have a lot of warm and toasty feelings about that specific building on the lakefront, Browns football has been on the lakefront for my entire life, outside of 4 years. Thank you, Art Modell. And so I understand if today what you're feeling is anger because the Browns are moving, especially if you live in Cleveland or if you live within, you know, a 10-minute drive of Cleveland. I totally understand that. And I think that's what makes it bittersweet, is that is where I saw my first Browns game. That's also where I saw my first Cleveland Indians game, back when it was Old Municipal Stadium. And the lakefront itself is one of the most underutilized properties in the city of Cleveland. And it's a damn shame, because I know the thing gets cold as hell in the winter, but there are some beautiful, beautiful lakefront here. But I'm a little bittersweet, and I'm a little bummed that there is an expiration date, because I love all the businesses around downtown Cleveland, and I love all the little things that we do walking from our tailgate to go see the Browns down on the lakefront. But in the end, this is what's best for the Cleveland Browns. And I know that's hard if you are enamored with the Browns on the lakefront, or if you feel like that's the only place for the Cleveland Browns. But the reality is, the NFL is keeping up with the Joneses, and everybody else, damn near everybody else, in the last 20 years has some shining beacon of light that points to their billion-dollar NFL franchise. And while I have very real criticisms of the way leadership runs the football enterprises, the Haslams actually have done this the right way. The Haslams didn't rush to it. Jimmy didn't just come in with all his bluster and money and candidly do things. He didn't force this on anyone. This has been going on for 8 years. now 9 years. And really, it's been a thought in the minds of Jimmy Haslam and the Haslam ownership group here since they took over. Because it didn't take somebody coming in from Tennessee to realize what that stadium was and what that stadium wasn't. And so it's interesting because I get every bit of anger you might have at the Cleveland Browns. And I've already seen a few people, at Nick Wilson says, and of course, social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. I get every bit of it. Every bit of frustration, every bit of anger, because the lakefront is synonymous with Cleveland Browns football. But it takes two to tango. And Justin Bibbs, City of Cleveland, had no real interest in being in the business of the Cleveland Browns unless it was one-sided for the City of Cleveland. And every single thing that has been done publicly has been done by a Cleveland county, you know, the city, the county, some sort of politician looking to break them off a piece of the action. And none of it is done and been done with really the intent of keeping the Browns on the lakefront. It's not. It's been doing just enough to say they tried so that it doesn't hurt them in the next election cycle. If the city of Cleveland wanted the Browns on the lakefront, and honestly, if the city of Cleveland cared about developing the lakefront, it would have happened already. Because the Browns were an active and willing participant in trying to get the best thing for all parties involved. There was one side negotiating in public, and it was the politicians. For all we can say about the Haslams, they tried to do everything. They didn't want this to get ugly. And it didn't, because they didn't let it get ugly. So the reality is, am I disappointed? Yes. But the lakefront airport thing, if you read Daryl's piece, it was never real. It was an idea. It was something that totally worked for the city of Cleveland, but really didn't work for anybody else. Oh, and it was two birds for one stone for Justin Bibb. So, and I might sound mad. I'm just in a mood today, so we're okay. I'm not like mad at the city of Cleveland. But I'll be honest with you. This isn't because we're the partner of the Cleveland Browns. How much does that do for me? Like, this isn't for anything other than the Cleveland Browns had been playing in a, honestly, a concrete crap hole for 25 years. And it limited, and it was limited by Cleveland's lack of investment in the lakefront and their lack of willingness to be true partners of the Cleveland Browns. And hey, you might not like the financials, or you might not like the business of the Browns being in a town, right? The big line is, well, I don't like my billionaires getting, yeah, but that's how it works. And so I think today is, as much as it is bittersweet, it's a really good thing for the Cleveland Browns, and I think it's a good thing for Browns fans. Because finally, the most popular team in town, the team that has all of your interest 90% of the time, it finally, within 5 years, is going to go somewhere and play somewhere where they have something that absolutely showcases. And not just, it's not just about the Browns football, right? It is about, if you like Taylor Swift, you're probably going to like the new stadium. It is if you'd like to see the Foo Fighters in Cleveland ever again, or Guns N' Roses, or name the biggest acts in any, it's probably going to just happen in Brook Park. It does suck, because the lakefront is so much of my memory, not just personally, but professionally. But the reality is, this was 8 years in the making, and one side of this did the best they could to make it work. And that one side is going to give us something that, sure, they're going to benefit off of. They're going to make some money off this. Billionaires generally don't do things that they don't make money off of. But even if it's a bittersweet day, it's a good day for the Cleveland Browns. If you guys are just joining us here, as I just ramble out of my mouth hole today, the Cleveland Browns have decided to pursue a new dome in Brook Park. And this coming from the fingertips of Daryl Ryder. Last month, the team informed Cleveland Mayor Justin Bibb of their decision to forego a $1.2 billion renovation of the existing lakefront stadium and pursue construction of a $2.4 billion dome in Brook Park. 216-474-0092. We got a lot to get to on the show, but I want to hear from you guys. How are you feeling now that the Cleveland Browns have officially announced they are going to Brook Park? I think it's a good day. Even if it's bittersweet, think it's a good day for the Cleveland Browns. Spencer German joins me.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Next on 92.3 The Fan. Back on Afternoon Drive, Nick Wilson with you here. Spencer German across from me. Hi, buddy. How you doing?
Oh, it's busy. Been a busy day, but I'm here.
Yeah,
I'm
we good. Threw out the rundown today. We had a really nice little show planned for you.
Threw out the rundown. And just crumple it up, throw it over our shoulder.
I mean, we're still going to do like 12% of what we had planned, but obviously we are going to get into...
All my topics probably got nixed, right?
That's the those were the first ones. Yeah, honestly, yeah. Did they even make the original one? I don't even know.
I only looked at the first page, so maybe they didn't. You're right.
I have topic blindness, so I can't remember whose is whose and how they went in there. And listen, we are going to get into Guardians and Yankees Game 3, pivotal game. But today, really, I mean, we have no choice when it comes out that in this Daryl Ryder story on 92.3thefan.com, if you guys haven't read it, it is replete with details. We're not I'm going to read you a four-page article here, a show. We are going to mostly
react. You don't
want
to do popcorn and go around the room? Like, Nick, you start, and then popcorn to Mac, and then popcorn to me, and then popcorn to Jax, and then maybe Meredith can come back. Maybe we could get Keith involved, maybe?
I like me having popcorn. I like that idea, and I might give you some popcorn, but certainly not Mac Robinson, certainly not Sweet Young Thing Jack. So if you guys are just joining us, the Browns have, about a month ago, informed the city of Cleveland, Mayor Justin Bibb, of their intentions to move forward with a new dome in Brook Park. Justin Bibb's actually going to be speaking to the Cleveland media in about 6 minutes here. I believe at town hall to kind of walk through the city of Cleveland side of things. I expect him to say nothing of value because that's kind of been this role here. But basically, some of the stuff here, the new stadium planned to open ahead of the 2029 season. This entire process began in 2017. This obviously, it's been in work for a while, but the city of Cleveland is known for over a month. And there were a couple things that Justin Bibb asked from the Cleveland Browns, including the Haslam Media Group, the Haslams
demolish the old stadium.
Yeah, pay for the demolition of the current stadium, which could cost between $15 and $25 million. And Mayor Bibb also sought financial support for small businesses impacted by the team's departure to Brook Park. And that's really, to me, like, that's where where I feel like from the city of Cleveland side of things, the biggest failure is my only concern this entire time is how to losing those 16 games a season. Well, okay, in reality, what, 12 game, 10 games a season, 8 home games, and then 2 preseason home games impact small businesses. Apparently, it's the Haslam's job to go ahead and take care of those people and make them whole because the city of Cleveland wasn't that interested in doing business with the Cleveland Browns.
The third thing that he also asked for was their support in helping develop the lakefront, which that's another, like, add that to the list, right? Like, oh, so it's on the Haslams to help you develop the lakefront, not the lakefront that you guys have been saying for, I mean, I wasn't born and raised in Cleveland, as many of you guys know out there, but like, I've been hearing about how, you know, since like the 90s, people have been talking about developing the lakefront. And it hasn't been a thing. So, like, how is that on the Haslams to do? I mean, I get it. And the Haslams, in their defense, they have been very supportive of, I think Dee talked about it before the season started at their press conference at the Greenbrier. Like, she said, you know, we think there's a lot of good that can be done on the lakefront. We want to see that developed, whether we're there or not. So I do think like they are going to support those efforts anyway. I just think it's kind of funny that like it shouldn't be on them to help that cause to do something that you guys have been avoiding for like 3-4 decades now.
Yeah, I mean it's not even a Justin Bibb problem. It's anybody caring enough to get something done. And listen, I do think today's a great day for the Browns. I think it's a great day for a Browns fan, and I see, you know, there's some fans frustrated. Well, Mr. G on Twitter saying, you know, I won't spend a dime at the new stadium. I believe you personally, guys. I think in the end we're going to follow the Cleveland Browns. I think the Browns have the advantage that no other team in town has, right? Which is if the Guardians move to Richfield, the people will go when the Guardians are good, and they're not going to go when they're bad. And same as when it's here in downtown. Same thing with the Cavs. Whereas I do think that the Browns have such ardent support in town. You didn't move them to Columbus. You're nowhere closer to Columbus. You're just 30-minute drive
closer,
in a different direction.
But maybe slightly closer to Columbus.
Are you geographically jamming me up?
Semantics. So it's funny you said that because like you say it's you think it's a good day for the Cleveland Browns, and I tend to agree. Like I think this was the path you needed to take. It's kind of this bold path being blazed into the future in terms of what this team can look like and what this franchise can bring to the table in terms of a new stadium. And we know that these state-of-the-art facilities are the way to go. But what I think is interesting, and this was kind of where maybe this is the cynic in me when I was driving in, but I was kind of thinking, like, timing of this. Is it good timing or is it bad timing? Because on one hand, yeah, like, let's distract from the fact that we're 1-5 and, you know, we just traded one of our best players and the season's kind of in the toilet by announcing that we're moving the stadium. But on the flip side of that, it also could be like the worst possible timing because when your team is 1-5 and they just traded one of their best players and the season's kind of in the toilet, I don't know that there's a lot of people who are like, yeah, let's move to Brook Park and support this team.
So I think that's a really good point because one of the things we talked about this entire time was, you know, one of the immediate reactions to the 1-5 start is, well, now you're not getting a stadium. Well, that's not really how this works. It takes about 8 years to make this work. But I do think, like, I think this can be good news in spite of what happens on the field. You know what I mean? Like, I'll be honest with you guys. The success on the field is kind of a fleeting thing. If they had announced this exact same thing after finishing the season 11-6 ahead of the Houston game in the playoffs, we would have been doing nude cartwheels up and down East 9th Street. So, and when I say we, that's a generality about sports fans, but I think I totally understand fans who say, well, they're 1-5 and they don't deserve, that's not how this goes. Like, and I really do think like it's not just a Browns related thing. I know the Haslams stand to make a butt ton of money here. Yes, in fact, in America, billionaires do get richer. Man, I hate to be the one to break that to anyone, that things are skewed in favor of people with the most amount of money and power. That is how she goes, though. But I do think it's interesting that for some people, their support of this has been based off of on the field, because you could be 0-17 right now. You can't be. You'd be 0-6. But you could be coming off 0-16, 0-17, and I'd still go, yeah, that stadium still isn't what it needs to be, and the Browns could have a better representation of what they're... Because that's what a stadium is to me. Well, I know it's for a lot of people, it's the money. To me, it is, does it reflect the importance of said thing to the community? And the reality is, and I'm sorry to be the guy from Wadsworth telling you this, the guy that lived in Manaway, the guy that grew up in Peninsula in Wadsworth, the Browns don't belong to the city of Cleveland. They belong to Cleveland and the surrounding communities. And I'll be honest with you, for somebody who has to drive 40 minutes to come downtown anyways, what do I care which direction my 40-minute drive is in, as long as it's still going to the nicest place possible with all the amenities that literally every other NFL franchise has. Actually, that's not fair. About 20 of 31 other NFL franchises have.
So I think to your point, like I don't care about the distance driving. Like I drive to Berea every day for covering this team, and it's, you know, about 30-minute drive, door to door. I understand that, and I just kind of it doesn't bother me. You know, it's maybe a little shorter for me downtown, but like whatever. I don't think that's enough to drive people away, but I do think I actually think you bring up like the 0-7, the 0-16 season. I almost feel like this would have been an even easier sell then than it is at this current moment, just because you could sort of pitch it as like this, well, hey, we have this great new vision for the franchise. It's just like how when they change jerseys, everyone's like, oh, well, those jerseys represent such a bad time in our lives, but this new stadium is going to represent the future. Now, I think, like, people are having a hard time seeing the future right now for a number of reasons, mostly centered around who their quarterback is. But I guess the silver lining in all of that with the stadium project is that this isn't slated to open until 2029, and by then, assuming this continues to go south for that specific player, you will be 3 years out of the Deshaun Watson experience, and we can all sort of see it as hopefully the exciting thing that it should be, and not so much like the detriment that people are looking at it right now.
I do like the idea anyway. Like, hey, I'm not supporting this quarterback in that stadium. Yeah, I don't think you have to worry about that, buddy.
Well, it's also funny because Deshaun at one point he does that podcast with his with Quincy Avery's quarterback coach. And at one point they had a whole conversation about, hey, what are your thoughts on dome stadium versus open air? Like, what do you think the Browns should do? And he was very much like, oh, you know, I'm team dome. Like, I don't really care, but I'm team dome, like controlled environment. Sign me up for that. Buddy, I don't think you're going to be here to play in that controlled environment.
Well,
just saying.
Tickets are going to be about $100 a pop. He can go ahead and, you know, he wants to come
That's
back.
True.
Maybe
he
alumni
can show
day.
Up if he really wants
yeah,
to.
Yeah, like, we could, I'm sure that there's, you
tell
know
people,
what?
This is the stadium that I built? No, because that money could have gone to the stadium. I guess I didn't really build it.
I like the idea of we could build a statue for Deshaun at the current stadium.
and then when they tear it down,
but knock it over, and it'd be like a cathartic thing of that never happened, right?
Just
3 years
out,
of my life was not wasted.
History from 1999 to 2024 or 2028.
Cleveland Sports Burner saying sounds like the Haslams have Nick Wilson on the payroll. Guys, I drive an 8-year-old truck. I'm on no one's payroll. I'm barely on Odyssey's payroll. It's okay. It's okay. Just because somebody has opinions that are counter of two doesn't mean they've been bought. It just means they have free thought. It's okay. This is a safe place.
I don't understand, though, where we're at where people think, like, are saying that. I mean, I get it because...
I'm on the payroll?
Yeah, because...
You've seen my truck.
I mean, I guess there's always people who are going to call in and say that some of us who are voicing anything that's, like, positive towards the Browns are on the payroll. But, like, did we just forget because we had actual football games, like, where this conversation... Like, the last time we heard this conversation was, like, August, right? I know Daryl and I, when you were out one day, we had a local politician on who was talking about the stadium project and why they aren't supportive of the stadium moving to Brook Park and all these different things. Like, it was August. It wasn't that long ago. But do we have amnesia because we're actually watching football now? Like, we knew where this was trending already. We knew that the Brook Park plan, I mean, the team released a letter to the fans. They spent money with the renderings that they put out there to the public to show you what it was going to look like. Did you not think this was how it was going to end? So I understand how you being like, this is a good thing for the Browns, which has been what you've been saying all along, is now somehow representative of like, we just got this news in front of us today and good old Jimmy gave us a call and said, make sure you really advertise for us today. Like, no, we've been saying all along that this is probably the path that they were going to take and probably the path that they needed to take because this is life in the NFL. You either adapt and build a new facility or then you start worrying about your team getting moved. Which would you rather have? I'd rather have a team here that we can support, cheer for, cover, talk about, than not have a team at all, and they end up in San Antonio, wherever the hell they'd put them.
They were never going anywhere. Like, it's Brook Park, guys.
Right.
All right,
the team facility is 5 minutes down the street. Like,
how am I ever going to drive to Brook Park? Says people who have to drive 40 minutes to get anywhere in this godforsaken place.
For the people who are like, oh, the Brook Park Browns, and they think that's like some... Guys, their team facility is based in Berea. So theoretically, you could say that they are the Berea Browns. You could have said that for a long time now. They're paying taxes for their property in Berea, not downtown Cleveland.
Team.
So, again, the stadium is going to be 5 minutes from there. It's going to be okay. I'm with you. Like, people will show. It's if you build it, they will come. It's kind of the approach I take. People are going to show up to support this team, probably more so when they're good, yes, which is why I understand people are mad right now. Team's not very good. Why would I support this team? By 2029, let's hope that they're out of the Deshaun Watson business and they've turned things around and they're back to playing winning football, and then we can all be excited again.
Just to be clear, if the Haslams would like to buy me, surprisingly affordable. Yeah. Like, I'm much like my 8-year-old truck.
Oh, I mean, for the
very affordable, very economically friendly.
Will
not hit you.
Full-time job. I will gladly be there. No,
no, no, not you. No, me.
I think I need it more than you, buddy.
Larry, welcome to the show, buddy.
Man, I'll just say, man, thank you for your show, man. If they're going to move the Browns, man, that'd be the biggest, worst decision they made. They better win first. Why would you want to think about getting it?
They won last year.
So they should have announced this, after the Texans loss or after Joe Flacco clinched the playoff berth? That's when they should have announced it?
Yeah, but the critical thing is that, man, they're not winning. They got to win right now. The fans need – that's the fan base – Joe Pound. Man, who going to be a Brook Park dog ball? This is
same people.
Man.
The thing is, though.
But, man, they break the tradition, man. You got an 80,000 fans base down there, put a dome on top and run it until it get better. You got to put money in there in order to get money, which is true. But I'll stay and produce there and then think about it 2 or 3 years from now. But right now, it's a time to win. We got to focus about winning, not going somewhere else right now. Next thing you know, you'll be out of town. You know, think one thing at a time, man. We need to think about this game, and most of all,
okay,
man, the players going to leave then. Then you really ain't going to have nobody because that's what counts. I wonder how they got rid of Cooper and Hunt. And Hunt would have been in the game or been there. We would have won because Hunt
can Hunt play quarterback?
Wait, real quick. I think what Larry's saying, and maybe he's right, is maybe Amari Cooper would still be here if he was on board with Brook Park. I think.
The thing is, like, no, they technically they don't have to win right now because guess what? The Haslams are funding half of this project. Like, they have the money. And the rest of the money is apparently coming from the state and maybe the city of Brook Park and the county. Like, they're going to get that money whether they're winning or not. Because I can tell you right now, the city might be disappointed they're losing the Browns, but...
they're not disappointed. If they wanted the Browns to be here,
no.
The Browns would be here.
But I'm saying they might feel some type of way about the team leaving downtown, but...
Happy?
I can guarantee you that nobody wants to see them leave, like, the area. And so, yeah, the idea that, like... Yes, I guess to Larry's point, like, the fan, they're going to want fans to show up for these games when the stadium's built. Yes, I get that, but... Right now, like, they don't need fans to be all on board with what's going on with the team for them to go forward with this
project. But there's this theory that somehow this is going to hurt the Browns. Guys, say what you want about the Browns. I get it, the Haslams aren't from here. I get that they're a bunch of Ivy Leaguers who we might not they, but they have a bunch of Ivy Leaguers working for them that we might not see ourselves in. They're not dumb. They're not. But not football smart, as far as I can tell. One, also, two, real quick, because then I'm going to circle back here, and then I'm going to go to another thing, and then maybe a thing after that thing. We'll see. A lot of things. But they did just go to the playoffs last year. They did win 11 games, and the last 4 years have been the high water mark for Cleveland Browns football since 1999. Now, to bring it all the way back, to anyone saying that the Browns are going to lose money on this, it's not really how it works for other people in that stratosphere. Yeah. You don't make a dumb
decision. Wait till PSLs are back.
I'll be honest with you. They're a bunch of billionaires doing actually dumb things, and they still just kind of get more billions. It's kind of how she goes. 216-474-0092. So the Browns have announced, or rather, the city of Cleveland has announced, and now we've got reports out there saying that the Cleveland Browns moving to Brook Park. More on your reaction next on 92.3 The Fan. An afternoon drive. Nick Wilson, Spencer German. Thankfully, we will get to some Guardians talk here. In a short bit of time, we are going to hear from Stephen Vogt ahead of Game 3 of the ALCS coming up, likely in the 3 o'clock hour as well. The Cleveland media is hearing from Justin Bibb and have been for the last 15 minutes or so. Some very, I'll say, just oddly comical comments coming from the mayor of a major metropolitan city. Is, again, if you guys are just joining us, the Browns are officially moving to Brook Park. And that was... Daryl Ryder had that story at about 2 o'clock today, and obviously Daryl's been working on this story for about 8 years now, but the Browns have known, the Browns informed the city of Cleveland on September 9th that they had plans to move forward with Brook Park. There were a few conditions for Justin Bibb in the city of Cleveland, including keeping a tight, heavy lid on this story for a hot minute until they could get out in front of this story and, I don't know, maybe make sure some finances were in line for the city of Cleveland. Well, some of the oddly comical lines here. Justin Bibb saying he is deeply disappointed in the Haslams' decision to move to Brook Park, and he mentions the negative impact on the Browns moving out of downtown at $30 million. He said he has exhausted every option that has not compromised their values to keep the Browns downtown. And then, maybe the funniest line of all is that Mayor Bibb has offered to continue negotiations with the Haslams to keep the Browns in Cleveland. What a politician.
You had 7 years. I mean, I guess he wasn't there for all seven, but you had 7 years to have these lines of communication open and negotiate how to keep the team downtown. And now that it's officially official that they're moving, well, hey, let's throw one last Hail Mary out there if you guys are willing to listen.
Yeah, hey, I know you've moved on from this, and you have no intention of coming back to the table, but let me say this publicly because it might benefit me when I'm up for re-election here in the next little bit. Just you keep on plugging away there, Justin Bibb. Yeah, don't worry. You won't be here for that long. It's okay.
I know he said...
Like the Browns. He'll be gone by 2029 as well.
I know we laid out like the stipulations that he included for the Haslams to kind of help with a couple things, and one of them being like developing down the lakefront. What are the chances that they actually develop the lakefront now? Like, I understand they now have the funding for it. I understand that this should encourage them to like, well, now that the Browns are leaving, we should really do something there. But we've been talking about this happening for years. I just like... There's no chance, right? Like,
I'm
they're going to use
sure
that money
Moses
for something else.
Cleveland was the first person to be like, we should do something about this lakefront here. And everyone's like, yeah, we'll get to it. And I think ever since Moses, it's like a yearly thing of, hey, that lakefront's not as good as it should be.
Like, what's the incentive to do it now that the Browns are gone?
The incentive is, I don't even know. I even
can't
know.
Can't even make anything up.
If I sound annoyed, I promise you, it's not. I'm not annoyed at the Browns. I'm just annoyed at politics being a part of this, because I do think, and I want to continue to give the Browns credit, I think the Browns have kept the politics out of this and tried to make it a straight up thing of like, hey, we want a new stadium. We've wanted a new stadium. There's value in us to get a stadium with a dome specifically on it. And I think they have kept things below the surface. They haven't politicized it. And where my annoyance is that the politician keeps politicizing this, even though he has no intention.
Yeah.
I will say, I've said I don't think he had any intention of keeping the Browns in Cleveland. I don't think that's true. I think the only way the Browns were staying in downtown is if it worked 1,000% for the city of downtown, the city of Cleveland, and in no way aided the Cleveland Browns. And because I've seen a few people on social media say, oh, well, it's always about money. Yep. You new here? Yes, it, these things do tend to come down to money. And honestly, like, guys, it's probably 30 years in the making, because this kind of goes back to the whole Gateway Project and what lost Cleveland the Browns actually in 1994, because the Browns were not part of Gateway.
Well,
they had a chance, by the way. They didn't do it.
I think you brought the best point, which is like it has felt like the Haslams have tried to like play this one just like down the middle. We're going into it with an open mind. And then as things developed, hey, we really like this Brook Park idea. And they just kind of stuck to the script. And to your point, like I mentioned, Daryl and I, we talked to Chris Ronayne. I remembered who it was. He came on the show one day when you were out. And it was like, it felt like the politicians, including Mayor Bibb, made it. Like, they did the political thing. Like, they tried to make it about, like, oh, well, the Haslams, they just don't want to invest in downtown. Like, they played that card, and the Haslams didn't. They stuck to the script. I mean, I think Chris Ronayne's line was like, that dog doesn't bark, or that dog doesn't bite, or something like that. Yeah. That dog doesn't hunt.
That's how you know it. He was serious. He used folksy expressionism.
Yeah, he was using, like, Browns puns. And I was like, dude, like, really? And that's my point. It's like, they could have just all gone about this and been more kumbaya about it all, and instead it's turned into this. And that's the thing that I also find annoying. I agree with you.
But if you're really mad about this, remember, we do have elections. If you're really mad about this, you really want the Browns downtown, remember, there's a guy you can call. There's, like, I think a city hall. Is that a thing still? 216-474-0092. Your reaction to the Browns moving out of downtown, moving to Brook Park to a brand new dome. We got plenty on the way, guys. Gonna get some Guardians in the 3 o'clock hour. Also gonna continue on with this about Cleveland, the city losing the Browns on 92.3 The Fan.